T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Ah, yes, welcome to the return of PDGA Radio News. Thanks for joining me. I'm Steve Kaczynski, and on this program for the week of March 4th, 2008, I'll catch you all up to date with the off-season's news and information, as well as get you full results from this past weekend's tournament action, including a thrilling finish in Las Vegas. Also, I've got a special brand-new two-part 60-second clinic to play for you, and I'll even bring you a conversation with one of disc golf's top pros year after year, Brian Schweberger. That and more on this week's edition of PDGA Radio News, being brought to you in part by Discraft.
Hey, disc golfers, it's Brian Sullivan. Now, I've been promoting disc golf for over 10 years on the web, on TV, in magazines, and on the radio show. Today, I want to talk about my favorite disc golf company, Discraft. See, they've got this brand new driver out. It's called the Force, and they're saying that it's the fastest disc on the planet. Now, I haven't tested it side by side with a bunch of other discs, but what I can say is this: it goes way far. So try one yourself. The Force. It's a driver from Discraft, makers of the game's most consistent plastic.
Well, procrastinators are out of luck this year. If you were hoping to play in the Bowling Green Amateur Championships taking place March 29th and 30th in Bowling Green, Kentucky, well, the registration list is already full, with 720 players signed up to compete throughout 11 divisions in what is typically the largest single disc golf tournament of the year. Other tournaments are also filling up ahead of schedule, so here's a friendly reminder from me to pre-register early for any tournaments you want to play in this year. The sport's popularity is growing by leaps and bounds, and well, tournaments are filling up faster than ever. Also, check the tour schedule at pdga.com for the full schedule. There were 15 tournaments on the schedule this past week, including one in France. The only eight-year was held in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the 9th annual Gentlemen's Club Challenge was held. It was Wisconsin's Barry Schultz shooting 22 under par to win by 3 strokes over California's Steve Rico and Kansas's Eric McCabe. Valerie Jenkins won for the women. Dan Ganelli took the Masters title by 3 over Rory Self, and it was Jeremy Rusko from Kansas winning by 2 in advance. The hot round of the weekend was shot by rookie pro Paul McBeth, who only needed 59 throws during Saturday's second round of the challenge en route to an unofficially rated 10-76 round. McBeth finished tied for 5th. In other action across the disc golf world this past weekend, it was Brian Schweberger winning the Loriella Challenge in Virginia. Joshua Childs won the Earlwood Classic in South Carolina. Coda Hatfield and Ray Walker picked up wins in Oklahoma. And Cluster Hornsby beat out Kevin McCoy to win the March Monthly at the International Disc Golf Center. Time now for many listeners' favorites, part of the show with a 60-second clinic. This week I have some tips from Brian Schweberger on throwing the overhand shot, or sometimes called the tomahawk, or hook thumber, or just thumber, or numerous other names.
The proper technical term, as Dave Dunapace told me, is the hook thumb. I say 85% of the time I'm using a champion firebird or a firebird of some sort. I use it sometimes off the tee. I use it a lot for escape shots, sometimes for up shots. Good use for escaping is I also have to notice that I throw it up high because the limbs are smaller up high, and if you happen to glance off one, it's less chance of it obstructing your disc on the way to objective shot. I use a leopard sometimes because it gets a faster corkscrew effect, and I've just discovered in the past 6 months that the new Star Whippet X, it goes about 30 feet further than my firebird shot does out in the open shot. So I've been using that for distance shots out in the open, and it pans really slow, and it's so overstable, it just, I really can't explain how it goes so much further because it's so slow comparatively to the Firebird. When I'm throwing it, wrapping my index, the first digit of my index finger around the disc, around the outer flight plate of the disc, and with my thumb pinched on the inside of the rim, and when I'm throwing it, I'm releasing it at a 45 degree angle off of my shoulder out in front of me, and pretty much throwing it as hard as I can when I'm throwing for distance, and probably about 75% when I'm throwing in wooded shots, just so I can make sure I have accuracy. When I'm out in the open, I can, that whip and X, I can get probably 360 to 370. The Leopard, I really don't use much out in the open. It's more of a probably 150 to 200 foot shot, and Firebird, 250 to 325.
You're listening to PDGA Radio News. Still to come, part two of this week's 60 Second Clinic. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Help avoid sore shoulders by using what you learn in part two of this week's 60 Second Clinic with North Carolina's Brian Schweberger, currently ranked 23rd in the world.
Before you even think about throwing any overhands, take a bigger than average size golf towel, grab the corner of it, and do a backhand throwing motion with it, and do an overhand throwing motion with it. The towel opens up and creates resistance as you're doing the throwing motion. It warms up your shoulder, and it will definitely contribute to not having any kind of shoulder pain, I believe.
Hello, once again, I'm Steve Kaczynski with your PDGA Radio News. The PDGA office has been hard at work over the winter acquiring some special member discounts for you to take advantage of. La Quinta Inns and Suites is now offering a 15% discount nationwide to PDGA members. Best way to book would be online at LQ.com using the corporate rate code of PDGA. You can also call them at 1-800-SLEEP-LQ and reference the PDGA. Also, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is once again offering a 10% discount for PDGA members. They were extremely grateful for business from members in 07, and they were eager to provide the discounted service to members again for this year. Visit enterprise.com for the details. The corporate rate code for them, a little tougher to remember, it's 17D7. 907. Memberships manager Addie Isbell would like to thank you all in advance for supporting La Quinta Inns and Suites and Enterprise Rent-A-Car. She says the more business sponsors receive from disc golfers, the more eager the businesses will be to continue sponsoring the members for years to come. She is working to get more discounts with other businesses, so make sure you let businesses know that disc golfers exist and have money to spend. The discounts and future ones are going to be posted online at pdga.com. There will be a new member discount section. It will be part of a massive upgrade and remodeling project currently underway behind the scenes on pdga.com. The new version is expected to launch within the next month or so. Also, the list of invited players for this year's World Championships in Kalamazoo, Michigan was announced recently. This will be only the third time in history that the AM and Pro Worlds have been combined, and this may be the first disc golf event in history to reach 1,000 players. The invitation packages will be emailed to all players on the invitation list that have an email address on file with the PDGA. They should be received sometime in mid-March. The office will mail a copy of the package to all players who don't have an email address on file. And as always, you can help the process go smoother by making sure the PDGA office has your current information on file. Registration for the 08 World Championships will be handled via the PDGA's online registration system starting April 1st. The invited players will be given 60 days to confirm their entry. Then June 1st, the registration will be open to all current PDGA members in good standing. The registration deadline is Friday, August 1st. And if you're unsure if you can attend this year, you're encouraged to sign up and then request a refund if that becomes necessary. Refunds will be given minus the $10 processing fee for all requests received by August 1st. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact the PDGA office. This is PDGA Radio News.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Up next, I have an interview with Brian Schweberger, PDGA number 12989. Brian's a 10-year veteran of pro disc golf, member of Team Innova, and currently ranked 23rd in the world with a 10-20 player rating.
My name is Brian Schweberger. I'm from Tarboro, North Carolina, which is a small town about an hour east of Raleigh, North Carolina. I've been playing disc golf now for 11 years, hard to believe. But I got started playing back in 97. A friend from my previous job introduced me to the sport, and we played one round. He beat me, and he has not beat me since. I picked it up like wildfire. I just love the game, and it's just progressing to what's going on today.
Now, how would you say you've improved since that first round to today?
I would say I improved at a very fast rate. Any sport I've ever played, I picked up really fast. Just like tennis. I had never really played tennis until my freshman year in high school. And by the time I was a freshman in college, I was playing Division I tennis. So that gives you kind of how fast I pick up sports. Division I tennis is very difficult. And disc golf is definitely a good transfer sport.
Is it the tennis serve that helps you with your big overhand shot?
Definitely. Yeah, that, and I also played baseball for 8 years too, so prior to the tennis, so that was both of them was and I played volleyball too, so a lot of spiking. So I've got to have a very strong right shoulder.
Any injury problems with that yet?
Let's see. I think in 1999. I'm throwing a backhand. I think I had a slight tear in my right rotator cuff, but I took a month off not throwing at all, and it went away. So, but that's pretty much the only injury I've ever had playing disc golf.
How many wins have you accumulated over the years?
Actually, I just got number 57 yesterday. Right. I played four PDGAs this year, and I won all four. I've had a good start to the OA season.
Are you going to be touring a lot this year? I know a couple of years ago you were the points leader, but over the last year or so it seems like you've been just sticking over on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Kansas City this year. I hit the wide open. Haven't been there in 2 years, well, 3 years actually. And that was the last tournament that I did not cash at. It was like the 05 KC Wide, I think. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go back there. I heard they have a nice new course that's like Waterworks on steroids called Blue Valley, I think, and I've been hearing good things about it. I really want to play it, so I'm definitely getting there. I want to get out to the West Coast again. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do it just because of money, but I hope to. I don't know, and I don't know if I'm hitting worlds yet. Got to clear it with the boss, man, but that's a lot of time off.
Now, who are some of your sponsors that are helping you do your touring and have helped you through the years?
Well, Innova. Let's see. Bright Shoes just picked me up on their team last year. And Revolution Disc Golf Bags and Zone Driven. A bunch of other. Mace Man has helped me out with some nice apparel here and there. That's about it for as far as main people that have helped me out over the years, but there's been a couple here and there. Timmy Gill and Par 72 is hooked me up with some nice apparel. If I could make it out there, I think he had a sponsor for me to play in the Majestic, but just haven't been able to swing getting out there again. But yeah, it's been a lot of nice people out there to help me out throughout the years.
Give us a little peek at Brian Schweberger off the disc golf course. Your day job, any family, what do you do when it's not the weekend and you're not throwing frisbees at metal chains?
Wow. I don't have many days off where I get to where I don't have to practice for a tournament. So when I actually get one of those free times, well, my job is I deliver pizzas for Domino's, which pays the bills, and when I'm not playing, I'm hanging out with my wife, Ashley, and we just got, end of December, just got a new black lab puppy, so I've been spending a lot of time with her. Her name is Bagger. Everybody gets a kick out of that. I spend a lot of time online, as a lot of people have found out. And I help a lot of people out online. A lot of people ask me questions and help them out with their games and ideas. And so yeah, I don't have much of a life outside of disc golf, besides my wife and my dog and playing online. But that's about it.
That is about it. My thanks again to Brian Schweberger for letting us all get to know him just a little bit better here on PDGA. Radio News. I hope to have more profile interviews like that in the future.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Welcome back. Well, the 2008 season kicks into high gear this next weekend with the first national tour event on the schedule. It's the Memorial, presented by Discraft. This year it runs Thursday, March 6th through Saturday, March 8th, providing the players a travel day on Sunday. Look for full results of the Memorial on next week's edition of PDGA Radio News. Also taking place this weekend in other parts of the disc golf world, there's an A-tier for amateurs in Zebulon and Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the 25th annual Dogwood Crosstown Classic. The Lumberjack Open is in Battle Creek, Michigan. Event 1 of the Solstice Sea Tour Series is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Saturday. The KRPS Marshall County Open, part of the AT&T Bluegrass Disc Golf Series, is this weekend in Benton, Kentucky. The Meeks Madness is Saturday in Blairsville, Georgia. And the Spring Rippet in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, is on Sunday. Well, that is it for this week's program. I'll have the results from those tournaments and much, much more next week. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio News.
PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.